Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, if we ponder over the situation of our society at present, we can easily observe that almost everyone in our society has suffered from some sort of trouble. Someone is in debt while the other is facing family problems. Someone is poor while the other is unemployed. Someone wishes to have children, but while the other is upset with his own disobedient children. In short, everyone is facing one problem or the other. Allahu Akbar. In these troubled times, poverty rate is increasing with no blessing in precedence. This is why almost everyone is caught with the poverty trap. People in our society frequently complain about poverty, starvation, unemployment, and lack of blessings in sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Yet surprisingly, neither they seriously ponder over its causes mentioned in the glorious Quran Pak and blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In today's Madani Pearl, we are going to be learning about how can we overcome poverty itself, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What can one do to attain blessings and barakah in his sustenance? Now here is a beautiful parable that we would like to share with our viewers out there. Subhanallah, it has been mentioned that an eminent scholar of hadith, a muhaddith of his time known as Hazrat Sayyidina Qutbah bin Khalid rahmatullahi alayh, he was once invited to Ma'amun Rashid. After eating, the great scholar began to pick up and eat the bits of food that had fallen down on the dining mat. Astonished by this, the Khalifa said, "O Sheikh, are you not full as yet?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, "I am full, but I have heard a hadith from Hazrat Sayyidina Hammad bin Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever picks up and eats the fallen bits of food from the dining mat will get free from the fear of poverty." And the Shaykh then says, "I am acting upon the same blessed hadith which we have discussed now." Allahu Akbar. Highly impressed, the Khalif of his time, Ma'mun Rashid, gestured to his servant who brought 1,000 dinars, golden coins wrapped in a handkerchief, and gave it to Hazrat Sayyidina Qutbah bin Khalid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as a tuhfa and gift. Subhanallah, the eminent scholar said, "Alhamdulillah, the blessing of following a hadith has taken place right away." Subhanallah. Dear viewers, this parable that we have just heard now contains many valuable lessons. Hazrat Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated in Ahya'ul Ulum that a person who picks up the bits and pieces of food from the dining mat and eats it following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah azza wa jalla will increase him in his luxury. Allah azza wa jalla will enhance his luxury. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those bits and pieces, yani those crumbs, as mahar for the hoors of Jannah. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us the ability and tawfiq to practice upon these pearls. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.